Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Sean. And together we host the Prancing Pony Podcast.
Every week I explore Middle-earth with Sean or with other co-hosts lately with in-depth analysis and plenty of nerd humor.
From The Hobbit to The Lord of the Rings and more, it's a great way for first-timers to experience J.R.R. Tolkien's captivating world.
And for longtime fans, it's a deep dive into their favorite stories.
So if you're ready to take the next step into the most beloved world in fantasy literature
and become a part of a vibrant, active community of listeners,
then look for the Prancing Pony Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Stinky Dragon, friend. Your usual, I presume? One unholy wonder on the rocks. Now, where were we? Alright, our adventurers made it to the village of Boulderay, albeit with a few less gold pieces, but they came out on top by gaining a friend in Guard Graddle. Or was that Mayor Prattle? Anyway, they encountered a braggart named Brink Tussler, which could have gone better, but somehow they proved themselves worthy of the Infinite internship. Huzzah! Except, of course, the Infinites are missing. Take a seat and let's continue on our tale. Mayor Prattle has promised to answer any questions you have about the Infinites missing at a later time, though. First, he wants to get you guys settled into your new rooms at the Throne Gauntlet Tavern. He's asked to meet you guys the next morning at dawn at the Infinites headquarters here in Boulderay. He's going to give you more details and instructions for you guys and answer any questions you may have. It's the next morning. You're on your way to Infinites headquarters. You climb several stone stairs up to what looks to be the highest point in Boulderay. As you reach the final step, you pause to catch your breath. Daybreak begins to melt away a bank of fog directly ahead. The haze dissipates enough to reveal a dirt courtyard that leads up to an L-shaped one-story stone building. There appear to be two entrances. The one to your left is a massive iron portcullis. Straight ahead are a few stone steps leading up to an iron door. A small path shoots off to the right to a neighboring small stone cabin with an iron door. Etched into the center of each of the three doors is a pulsating purple infinity symbol.
Hey guys, I want to make a quick note. I did not need to catch my breath. That was a very easy climb for me. I'm in incredible shape. Thank you.
The altitude may have something to do with it. The air is a little thinner up here.
Still, I think I'm in peak physical condition.
Roll me an athletics check.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll do that. It's plus six. And that is a 26. That's a nat 20 plus six.
Kyborg easily does the climb up. He is indeed not winded at all.
That's right.
Felt like it was a pretty easy climb. We zoom out to see that Bart is sitting on Gum Gum's shoulders. Bart gives a little pat on the back on Gum Gum and hops off.
Mud's a large boy and is a bit winded by this.
So you have a few different options, a few different doors in front of you here. How do you think you're gonna approach this? To your left, like I said, is a massive iron portcullis.
A portcullis?
It's like bars, you know, like you ever see like in a castle gate, like when the bars come down in front of the gate.
Gotcha.
Like that. Straight ahead, you know, is an iron door. And then off to the right's a neighboring stone cabin with an iron door.
Guys, there's something you should know about Kyborg, which is my name. It's that I always go left. When presented an opportunity, a fork in the road, I always go left. So that's my input.
Okay. Are you going to go left then?
If you guys are cool with it, I'm going to go left. Does anybody want to come left with me?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, why not just go from left to right? So let's start on the left. If we don't find anything, we'll try the next door.
Like the way you think, Bart.
Mud heads over to the right stone door. just oblivious to the conversation being had.
Mud, if you make an L with your thumb.
come follow us.
I'll deal with the people who are going left first.
Dividing the party. I love it. I love it. Episode 2.
You walk up to the portcullis and you look through it and it looks like these are stables. You see that there are stalls for different horses in here.
Hey, Bart, you want to watch me lift this portcullis?
You know, Kyborg, there is nothing more in this world I would like to see more than you lift that portcullis.
You got it. Go do an athletics check.
I'll tell you what. Do...
He's looking for the weakest role that I have right now. He's looking at my character sheet and he's like, what medicine. Can he fail at? Ah, yes. A performance check. Mm.
Roll for religion.
You touch the door to try to raise it and electricity courses through your arms. You take 3 points of electric damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
You're kind of shocked. From the electricity. You're stuck there for just a second.
Okay.
All right. Bart sees this happening and goes, hey guys, you made the right choice. Stay over there on the right. Don't
guys,
come over
never
here.
Never go left. Never go left.
Once the door is set off and y'all are making some noise and commotion and Kyborg is screaming from being shocked, the front door, the doors in the center open up and you see Mayor Prattle standing there. He says,
Come in. Quit messing around out there.
Mud heads in.
Mud heads in. Does everyone else follow?
Yeah, I'm just following Mud at this point.
Yeah.
I walk in, but I'm very careful not to touch any of the walls, doors, or anything.
Yeah.
I have my fists raised like I'm ready to fight anything that touches me.
Bart is helping Kyborg navigate his way in so he doesn't touch anything. But while Bart's touching Kyborg, the static electricity makes Bart's hair stand straight up.
You walk in into a T-shaped room that's lit by iron sconces. It's furnished with rustic rugs and leather lounge seating. There's a roaring fireplace with a cauldron to the east and a wet bar to the west. Prattle sits down in front of a fireplace in a leather chair that's too big for him. He places an opened envelope on the coffee table in front of him and says,
"Take a seat, interns, and I'll answer as many questions as I can."
I pick up one of the chairs.
Nice. I like that.
An incredible display of strength. Excellent job.
Bart, yes, you have a question?
You know, I'm a very observant fella. I couldn't help but notice some purple infinity stones pulsating on these doors. What might those be?
Oh, you are very observant, young man. That's Sangria Night. We're world famous for our Sangria Night deposits here in Boulder Ray. It's been the backbone of our mining industry for many years. Until here recently, unfortunately. But we use Sangria Night whenever possible.
What makes it so special?
Well, you see, Sangria Night is well known for glowing, so we use it for illumination. And it can be slightly intoxicating in certain applications. So it's very versatile. It'll light up a room and get you lit as well.
Wow. Maybe, do you have any to spare that we might be able to take with us?
Sangria Night? Why, of course! None here, unfortunately. But once we're back at my office, I can provide as much Sangria Night as you can find.
Fantastic.
I'm going to go to the wet bar. I'm going to see if I can find any potions. I'm a little shocked by the gate.
You head over to the wet bar, and there's a variety of alcohol available there at the bar. Do you want to try to pick one up or look at one, or what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, sure. I make a Tom Collins. Anybody want a drink, guys? Beverage?
It's not alcohols that we would know here on Earth in the United States.
Oh.
These are special drinks.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, roll me a D6 and I'll tell you what kind of bottle you pick up.
You got it.
Kyber picks up the bottle. It shatters in his hand. He takes 2 more damage.
3. Yeah, right. Roll to 3.
That's a fine bottle of vermouth. It's a derogatory name for a vermouth from the Moonshay Isles that is made from cherries that have been eaten and defecated by a native tree cat.
I chug it!
All right, go ahead and make me a constitution saving throw.
Constitution saving throw, you got it. 5. 8, I mean.
Kyborg is now feeling kind of tipsy.
Oh, great.
You've got disadvantage on ability checks until you sober up, Kyborg.
Sounds great.
You're actually feeling really good. You don't realize this. You're drunk. You feel like you're back to full health. You're feeling 100%. So good.
Wait, am I really?
You feel that way.
Yeah, all right, I was gonna say.
3 points.
You feel.
I'm gonna take that vagueness and I'm gonna give myself 3 HP back. All right.
Mud would like to know what we're doing next. He's getting a little bored.
Yeah, Mayor Prattle says.
Yes, well, what we know so far is that the 4 main members of the Infernites were taken a week ago.
Ooh.
We really don't know the details of how it happened, but we have an eyewitness, Dr. Acuterius H. Emeritusian. There is also a ransom letter.
Sir, it seems like whoever named these people was trying to screw with you.
Oh, his name is a mouthful. We just call him Dr.
So he was the only eyewitness, huh?
He's a local inventor. He usually provides tech support for the Infernites. He provides equipment and intel anytime they go out on missions.
Do you want us to find him?
We haven't seen Dr. in a week. He's holed himself up here in the headquarters. We need to get to Dr. and find out what happened and see if he can offer any insight into what has happened here.
Do we have lodging?
Yes, of course. At the tavern.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so we got to make that climb every day?
Think of it as training. You were keen on training, weren't you, Kyborg?
Oh, no, hell yeah. I'm good for it. I just don't know if everybody else is, but...
It's just part of the training.
Okay.
Have to make sure everyone is in tip-top condition.
I completely agree.
And of course, like I mentioned, the ransom letter.
Can we read it?
He points to it. It's on the coffee table in front of him.
Gum-Gum goes...
yes!
Chair stilled one hand and picks up the letter.
All right, Gum-Gum, let her rip. Let's hear it.
Dearest dear, I am not
the Sound it out.
I'm not the villain, merely the goat. the infinites are no better.
You got this.
Than you, me. Or anyone, Elise?
Yeah?
For that mater. Mater.
Okay.
You all see everyone has skeletons in their closet.
Okay.
But, squiggly... If you ever want to see the infinites again, you'll comb.
Very good, very good.
And do not worry.
That's right.
Worry about the realms. I'll What? Over them.
I looked to Bart for this.
All right, let me see here. Sincere. Yeah, remember how the C sometimes make a S sound, not a K sound.
Sincerely.
Very good.
Pear light.
Got it. Pear loud light. And clear. Cool.
Pear light.
Can Kyborg go and grab the letter?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dearest.
I am not the villain. Merely the scapegoat. The Infinites are no better than you, me, or anyone else for that matter. You'll see. Everyone has skeletons in their closet. But if you ever want to see the Infinites again, you'll come. And don't worry about the realms. I'll watch over them. Sincerely, Paralyte.
Gum-Gum, great job, dude. Great job.
Thank you.
Who's Paralyte?
Oh, Paralyte, the sworn enemy of the Infinites. We should have figured Paralyte was behind this.
Did you not read this letter?
Oh, Paralyte, the sworn enemy of the Infinites. We knew that that this would happen someday.
Oh, leave that in, please. Who's Paralyte?
Oh, Paralyte, the sworn enemy of the Infinites. We knew that this would happen someday.
Kyborg walks to the nearest closet to check for skeletons.
Is Kyborg an idiot too?
I'm not very smart.
That's a gum-gum move.
Really excited to be surrounded by these guys for the entirety of our journey.
I'm just making sure there's no skeletons, guys. We got to take every clue into consideration, okay?
As Kyborg's walking around looking for skeletons, Mayor Prattle's chair violently flips 360 degrees vertically into a trap door hidden in the floor. The chair comes back to rest in its normal position, and Mayor Prattle has vanished.
What the hell?
A robotic voice drones through the lobby.
Greetings, interns. It is I, Paralyte. I have now added Mayor Prattle to my collection of prisoners. Come downstairs to find him and the Infinites, if you dare. Ha, ha, ha.
Should we go downstairs?
We need to save the mayor.
We haven't even gotten paid yet.
I think we're interns. I don't know if we're paid, bro.
I think he said we got a 2 gold stipend.
Yeah, 2 gold stipend a day.
Let's check his desk.
You're already in debt, so you need it.
All we know is we need to save the Infinites and we need to save the mayor.
All right.
Also den Auspuff habe ich bei eBay gefunden. Passt perfekt, ne? Nächstes Schnäppchen. Und wie das Chrom glänzt. Wahnsinn. Qualität, mein Freund. Sieht man sofort, oder?
Sehr schick. Wenn wir dann mal den Motor anschauen wollen, ich wäre soweit.
Finden, was passt. Zu dir und zu deinem Auto. Das muss eBay sein. eBay. Things people love.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes von
Persil. So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,79 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Gum-Gum wants to go and look underneath the chair that he just disappeared.
I mean, it looks like a normal floor. You can see that the chair has two little arms that pulled it back into the trap.
Can I just rip the arms off?
Yeah, I guess, what would that be? Make like a strength check?
17?
It's a good strength check.
17, that's pretty good. Yeah, you manage to begin like pulling the chair up and you rip it out from the little metallic arms that had it held to the ground. And so now you're holding the chair in your arms.
So, like, can we see into the trap door?
Mayor.
The trap door slid closed after the mayor fell down into it.
Where's the stairs?
It's kind of in the middle of the room, on the north end of the room.
Mud starts just slowly jogging down the stairs.
Kyborg gives chase.
I'll take the chair with me. Both chairs now.
Ah, perfect. A more comfortable seat for your friend Bart.
Bart tries to hop into one of the chairs that Gum-Gum's carrying.
I lower it down.
So it's just sitting in a chair in the hallway.
Everyone starts heading down the stairs into the headquarters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Onward.
At the base of the stairs, there's an iron door which opens easily but feels icy to the touch. Purple glowing rocks are embedded in the walls every few feet, dimly lighting a descending 15-foot long stone stairwell. You step into a 45-foot wide by 70-foot long frostbitten stone hall dimly lit by the same glowing purple rocks lining every wall. To your left are three wooden doors every 15 feet with a symbol etched into the center and a single unlit torch over the doorway. the same to your right. At the far end of the hall is an iron door with four unlit torches. Straight ahead in the center of the room is a small wooden table, and on top lay a small chest.
A chest?
Mm-hmm.
Mud approaches the chest.
Oh, chest day.
Yep, it's just a small chest on top of the table. You want to try to open it?
Yes.
The chest is unlocked. Inside, there are three potions, a leather canteen of water, and a piece of paper with a scrawled list that appears to have been ripped in half.
Oh.
Can I see what's on the list?
Yeah. It looks like the right side of the list is missing.
Okay.
But what you see on the side that you have is a series of letters written down. It says, write, like to write something down. Write, fold, brew, feed, water, clean.
Bart has a notepad with him and he's writing these all down.
This sounds kind of like Coffee Guy, the Dragonborn. Maybe instructions for how to make coffee. It's his cold brew recipe.
Write, fold, brew, feed, water, clean.
Mud looks at the potions and sees if he can see anything that he recognizes about them.
Yeah, two of them appear to be potions of healing and the other one appears to be an elixir of health.
Okay.
What you got there, Mud?
Got potions.
Huh, you gonna keep any of them?
You can have them.
You know what? I'm not a greedy fellow. I'll just take one of them.
Okay.
I will also take one if that's okay with the party.
Right.
I assume both of you are taking potions of healing and not the elixir of health?
I don't know the difference. I'm just going to take the potions of healing and call it a day.
I'll take the healing as well.
An elixir of health cures diseases and removes some effects.
Ah, got it.
Mud will hold on to the elixir of healing.
Elixir of health.
Health.
And Gum will hold on to the chairs.
There's also a leather thing of something in there?
Yeah, there's also a leather canteen of water.
I'll put that in my pocket.
So, guys, theory, going to throw some ideas out. These unlit torches, do you think if we lit them, then the doors would unlock? Think about it.
I don't have any way of lighting torches.
Okay.
Oh, I have a tinder box. Never mind.
Just to reiterate something, it feels really cold in here. Like I said, the door was icy to the touch and it's much colder than it was in the other parts of the headquarters where you were earlier.
There's torches over the other doors, right?
Yeah, there's one over each of the doors on the side, and then there's four over the door at the end of the hall.
And they're all unlit or just the ones over the door at the end?
They're all unlit.
Oh.
That's probably contributing to the cold.
Do we want to pick a door and try to light it?
Why not light all the doors?
Right.
Mud, here's the thing. I always go left. It's like it's part of my creed. It's part of my code. I say we start on the leftmost drawer.
Mud heads to the right door and tries to light it.
Okay.
The right door. So like when you first walk in, the first door to your right.
Yes.
This door has a symbol etched into it. It has a musical note etched into it. And over the door is an unlit torch. Try to light the torch, but you can't quite seem to get it to stay.
Anybody know how to play an instrument?
Gum.
Well. I just so happen to play a few.
What you got?
I got my drum. I got my lute. I got my pan flute.
Gum drum.
Play us a little ditty.
All right, let's give it a one, a two, a one, two, three.
Kyborg's headbanging. Kyborg's headbanging.
Could Gum Gum pull out his drum and bang along?
Absolutely. Sure.
Thank you.
You got a band going.
Did anything happen?
Not that you can tell.
Is Kyborg... Are you at the other door?
I go to the leftmost door.
Kyborg walks up to that first door on the left, and it has a teddy bear etched into the door, and above it is an unlit torch.
Gum Gum. I feel like I associate this door with you for some reason.
Gum Gum.
Maybe each door represents our archetypes as characters, and we need to stand in front of the correct doors. I don't know.
Okay.
Everyone go ahead and make me a constitution saving throw.
I'd love to.
Uh-oh. That's a nat 1, baby. 4.
That's a 12.
I did a 9.
21.
Whoa.
Good constitution, Gum Gum.
Bart and Kyborg, you're starting to feel kind of tired because it's so cold in here. It seems to really be getting to you.
Time to go nannies.
Hey, Gum-Gum, do you mind if I snuggle into your jacket there?
Yeah, Gum-Gum.
All right, Bart hops up and wraps his body around Gum-Gum, and then Gum-Gum zips up his shirt around.
Yeah, so it's now his head sticking out of my tunic.
Like a little papoose?
Yeah, like a little puppy.
Mud walks over to the other door at the end with the four torches and looks at it.
So this door, it's an iron door and has four unlit torches around it. There is no symbol in this door, however.
There's those two doors we investigated and then this one, and that's the only doors in the room, right?
There are a total of seven doors in this room. Three on the left, three on the right, and the one at the end of the hall.
Okay, yeah. Then can we look at the next one on the right?
I think we should maybe try to light the four torches at the end and see if that has like a domino effect for the other doors. Maybe.
Okay. Then Mud uses tinderbox on one of those torches and sees what happens.
It doesn't see. You can't seem to get it to stay. Like you're trying and it just doesn't gotcha. Ignite. It doesn't stay.
Okay.
Maybe if we tried all at the same time, I too have a tinderbox.
Let's look at the other doors.
Okay.
You want to look at the next door on the right, you said?
Yeah.
The next door on the right, which is more or less in the middle of the room, has a sock etched into it and an unlit torch above the door.
So we've got a musical note, a sock, and a teddy bear.
All right, you want to keep going down and see what else we got?
I want to check the other left door, please.
The next door on the left, which is kind of in the middle of the room, has a potted plant etched into the door and an unlit torch above it.
But I think this is you, bro.
These are all pertaining to things that were on that letter, that little list I have. You can write music. You can water a plant. You can
fold a bear.
A sock.
Yep, you can fold a bear. It's very good, Gum-Gum. I'm very proud of you. Go stand in the corner over there.
You could feed a bear.
I don't know what we do though with them. What do we do? Do we say that Mud stands in front of the one with the plant and says water?
Oh, I think I know what we need to do. Go. We probably need to light the torches in order of how they're written on this note.
Oh, it's a smart one. Okay. Should we check the other two doors then first?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What are they, Kaiborg?
There is a symbol of a broom etched into the door and an unlit torch above it.
That's a clean. Right. Clean.
So wait, on the left, we have the one closest to us is a music note and then the broom?
No, music note's on the right with the sock and the plant. Left is bear, broom, and then an unknown one.
No, left is bear, plant, and broom.
Oh, I was checking all right ones.
I was checking all the left ones. So then there's one more on the right. And I bet it's a coffee mug.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to check that one on the right?
Yeah.
The one on the right has a symbol of a coffee mug etched into it.
There you go.
I'm so smart.
Inspiration dies to Kyborg.
That's right. I will mark it down, right?
All right. So we should try to light them in the order. But wait, I tried to light the musical note when it didn't work.
That's true.
Yeah, it didn't quite seem to take.
Bloody hell.
What if we say the word right as we're trying to light the torch?
I guess you work on that with Mud on that door, on sure. The first door on the right. Yeah, Bart says right as Mud attempts to light the torch, but it doesn't seem to take.
Gum-Gum, you got any ideas?
Thought we were going to fold the bear.
Okay.
Gum-Gum's not part of this puzzle. Got it.
Food, brew, feed.
Have we tried just going into the door?
Oh, yeah. Can we open the doors?
Which one do you want to try to open?
We didn't think to open the doors this entire time.
I've been over here shaking my head. Like, what do you do with a door?
All right. Good Mud. Tries to open the musical note door.
Listen, we're very nervous. Our friend just got taken down
we're
here.
Cold.
We might be dead. We're very cold.
Brilliant. Okay. You reach to open the door and it is unlocked and the door opens up before you.
Yeah, we did it, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the second episode of Stinky Dragon.
Level 2, everyone.
Gum-Gum is amazed.
7 musical instruments float midair in a circle in this ornate ballroom, each loudly playing one note at a time. In the center, with his back to you, is a satyr dressed in coat and tail standing in front of a music stand, furiously scribbling on a sheet of music.
Gum Gum walks over, still with two chairs and with Bart inside of him.
Ah, thank you, Gum Gum, for the ride.
I forgot Bart was still inside of Gum Gum.
Hello there.
He seems startled at your voice. Oh, what? And then he starts trying to hide the sheets that he was looking at. What are you doing here?
Well, the mayor of this town seems to have been taken to the basement somewhere and is being held captive by Paralyte. Do you know who that is?
That's of no concern of mine.
What's your name?
Surely you've heard of me. I'm Wilhelm, and all I care about is the music that I'm trying to finish here. I'm working on my greatest song, but I can't quite seem to figure out how to finish it.
Do you need to finish it with a scream?
Yeah, Korbat, Kybor comes in and is like, unless you want a Wilhelm scream, you're going to help us out, bro.
Bart, you know the music?
I sure do. Listen, Wilhelm, I think we could help each other out.
At this point, Bart, you notice that there's actually several floating musical instruments in the room, and each plays a single musical note. There's an accordion, there's a bassoon, there's a cello, there's a dulcimer, the euphonium, a flute, and a glockenspiel.
Well, that's alphabetical.
I know how to play all of these, absolutely, and I definitely know what each of these instruments do.
Oh, there's seven, and you need eight for a whole octave. So what's the note we're missing, Bart?
I could definitely tell you that.
Barb is regretting picking a musical character.
I'll tell you what, everyone go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Right.
I think we should all just go through the notes.
Did you just say do as a note?
14. What? No.
Whoa, Gum Gum.
Gum Gum got a nat 1 with a minus 1, so his perception is 0. He does not know what room we're in.
Don't worry, Gum Gum. I'll be your eyes.
Bart got 24. Ears. Mud got 17.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Bart, you rolled the highest.
Mm-hmm, 24.
You notice some lyrics on a piece of sheet music on the floor. And it looks like it's missing a couple of words.
Okay.
The lyrics read, "Oh, my dear, our love is strong. Surely it would last a song. But God forbid the song should blank. How could it ever be replayed? Perhaps the tune need not be vast. Just slow the clock from ticking fast. The song would play till we were blank. Our love would be all that was left."
All right, Bart. Use all your musical abilities and your mastery of the rhyming scheme and finish this song for him.
All right, here we go. Well, it seems with all of my musical knowledge, I could tell that the song rhymes at the end of each two lines. Mm. And so we need to figure out what rhymes with replayed and what rhymes with left.
Blade.
Kyborg, you like left?
Additionally, Mud, you notice that four of the seven instruments keep playing together.
Oh, Which instruments?
The accordion, the dulcimer, the euphonium, and the flute.
Fade.
Ah, fade.
Bridesmaid.
But God forbid the song should fade. How could it ever be replayed?
It's not bad.
When you say fade, the instruments play each letter as a musical note.
That's fun.
F-A-D-E.
Right. So we gotta figure the last word. Rhymes with left.
Theft.
The song would play till we were theft.
Listen, Gum Gum, very impressive that you were able to figure out how rhyming works.
It's very good, Gum Gum.
Deft.
Maybe. Are there the instruments playing maybe in some more notes?
Theft.
It's the same ones that are still playing: the accordion, the dulcimer, the euphonium, and the flute.
Oh, deaf. Deaf.
Deaf.
Wilhelm screams and everything in the room disappears.
Oh.
It's good music.
Kyborg goes to check on the outside to see if the torch is lit. Survey says,
The torch above the door is now lit with a purple flame. And now down the hallway, one torch above the door at the end of the hall is also
illuminated. Thank God. We've only got to do four of these rooms. All right. Should we go into the, what was it? Fold sock? Want to go in the sock room?
It seems our work here is done, absolutely. But one more time, let's sing it from the top. Oh, my dear, our love is strong. Surely it would blast a song. But God forbid this song should fade. How could it ever be replayed? Perhaps the tune.
Everyone leaves as Bart's sing by himself.
Gum Gum can't. You're inside of his shirt.
Yeah. Gum Gum's tapping along.
All right, Gum Gum, you want to sing it with me?
Nope, Mud's heading over to the sock door.
Do you all open up the sock door and head in?
Yep.
Yeah.
Rusty metal cubes are stacked atop each other along moldy tile walls. Each cube has a circular glass hatch, but only one is open, and it flickers with a faint white light at the end of the room. Wrinkly clothes, many full of holes, are strewn about the cracked tile floor and hanging on lines of rope overhead. A single wicker basket sits in the center of the room.
That was a lot to take in.
So there's a bunch of clothes everywhere?
Yes, wrinkly clothes, many full of holes, are strewn about the cracked tile floor.
And then there's a bunch of cubes locks? With holes with like...
glass hatches.
But only one's open.
Yes.
Okay. Kyborg, do you want to go see what's going on with that glowing one?
Yeah. I do.
Real fast, I forgot to mention that a lot of these rooms are dimly lit.
Oh, okay. All right. Could I light my torch? I have a torch and a tinderbox.
Okay. Yeah. You go ahead and you light a torch.
Go, Kyborg.
When you light the torch...
Oh, dang it.
A swarm of moths comes out of the cube at the end of the room.
Oh.
They start flying all around you, swarming you.
I fling a chair at the cube as the moths are coming out.
You fling your chair, it hits the cube and rattles, and even more moths start coming out.
Way to go, Gum Gum.
They're flying all around every member of the party.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's bad.
Put the torch out.
Mud stamps on the torch.
Once the light is extinguished, all of the moths fly back into the metal cube.
Okay, Mud hear
me out.
Lights
the torch again.
No.
As he does it, I run and go grab. I hold the cube shut.
Oh,
Mud.
Interesting.
And I squish Bart in the process.
Let me go.
You know what? I like that. We'll say it works. I had not considered that. You go and you close the metal cube and it starts shaking violently.
Oh.
And as you're walking through the room to go do that, you hear some voices start speaking to you saying, fold us.
Oh.
I think we need to fold the laundry.
Gum Gum, was that you?
I'll tell you what, just to be safe, Gum Gum, go ahead and make me a strength check to
I
make
was
sure
waiting
you can
for
hold,
him to do that.
Yeah, the door closed.
13.
Yeah, you're holding it. It's taking a lot of effort.
Okay.
But you seem to be able to hold it.
Mud comes up to Gum Gum and says, I don't know, should I help? Do you want to get out of the papoose, Bart? You want to fold some laundry?
All right, Bart hops out. All right, I'm ready to go.
As you walk through the room, you also hear diminutive voices yelling, fold us, fold.
All right, I start. Mud picks up a piece of clothing and folds it once.
Bart takes two pieces of clothing with each of his hands and folds them at the same time.
Each of you, Bart and Mud, make me a perception check.
Right. That's a 14 for Mud.
9 for Bart.
Mud, you notice that there's a little piece of paper inside the wicker basket in the center of the room.
Oh, I forgot about the wicker basket. There's a lot in this room. Okay. Mud goes over to read what's in on the little piece of paper.
There's a list of clothes with unchecked boxes.
Oh.
It reads coat, tunic, trousers, socks.
Right. Kyborg, find the coat.
Okay. Maybe that's the order that we put them in the wicker basket.
Bart, find the tunic.
On it.
I'll find trousers. So I guess we can look around.
Yeah. I'll say you guys look around the room and you find each of the items of clothing you're looking for.
Okay.
Got the tunic.
Go for it, Kyborg.
Fold mine, fold the coat, put it in the basket.
All right, and then Bart takes a tunic, folds the sleeves in gingerly, and places it on top of the coat.
Gum Gum, make another strength check to make sure you're still holding that door closed.
Okay.
This is rough.
22.
That's a 22.
Second wind, ooh, baby.
Yeah, you're with Bart no longer nestled up against you. You feel like you have extra strength. You can put extra leverage up against the door.
Oh, you mean since he's not carrying another human?
Well, that just hurts my feelings.
I think Bart's got a dump truck butt and he's just really heavy.
And that's canon. Mud folds the trousers kind of in a wad of a ball and puts them in the basket.
All that's left are the socks.
I look for the socks. I hope they're not crusty, and I find them.
Kyborg finds the socks.
Why does Kyborg sound like Keanu in Bill and Ted?
Socks. Found the socks. I put them, I fold them, you know, like my mom used to, where she tucks it and they stick together into a ball with like the two little toesies sticking out, and I put it in the basket.
Everything in the room vanishes, leaving the room empty and made of stone.
Did Gum Gum face plant because he was holding the box? Yeah.
Make a dex check, Gum Gum.
15.
15, that's pretty good. Now you stumble a little bit, but Gum Gum catches himself. He doesn't fall.
Well done.
Good work, Gum Gum.
Yeah, Mud goes over and gives Gum Gum a nice pat on the butt.
Gum Gum.
No.
Wait, did you just cast that spell?
No, that's just he just wanted to say good job.
Okay.
Yeah, friendly pat.
Used to pat my butt. I remember those times.
Should we find another door?
You step out of the room and you hear a great booming voice again.
Oh no, perhaps I have made this too easy for you and you will defeat me. Ha, ha, ha. I am being humorous, you simpletons. Now, let us raise the stakes. Or should I say, lower them.
Large metal spikes begin lowering from every ceiling tile into the great hall, and they're slowly descending to the ground.
This isn't good.
I like steak.
To find out what's happening, tune in next time. All right, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Tales from the Stinky Dragon. Make sure you give us a follow at Stinky Dragon Pod on Instagram and Twitter. If you like the show, tweet about it using hashtag Stinky Dragon Pod, and down the line, we might choose you to be a character in the show. We're going to be back next week with another episode, so follow us wherever you get your podcasts.